Well, hello guys, this is your host and I'm doing this one is as a special episode, guys, and it's an extra episode for the season 5. And let me just begin with the saying that this movie was recommended by one of my colleagues, so I was totally looking forward to watching this movie earlier before getting the recommendation, but I wasn't that dreamy about it. So I thought, after getting the recommendation from colleague, I thought I might just give the movie a chance, and I was totally inspired by it. So thanks to my colleague for recommending the movie, and totally guys, the movie is worth watching without even listening to my episode. You can just dive into the movie yourself. The movie is streaming right on Netflix and the movie name is True Spirit. And if you don't get the inspiration from that movie, then you are out of luck, guys. That was sure. Because this movie shows, even if you have some issues with your body or something like that, even then also, if you put your mind to some of your dreams that make an impact in your life, then you can achieve it without even listening to the naysayers. Like, they are going to be a naysayers in your society, in your family also, like, you can't achieve that, you can't achieve that, and they are going to brag about something that you don't have, and they are keep on giving the situation that might happen, and there are chances that things are not going to happen, but they keeps on creating the thoughts in your mind, and you keep on having the whiny vibes in yourself, like, if I don't have this, I just can't achieve that, and if I don't have that, I just can't achieve that. This kind of vibes is going to happen if you listen to the naysayers in your society or in your family, guys. So make sure you watch the movie and get yourself inspired, because your family is sometimes helps you out and gives you the inspiration, keeps on achieving the dreams that you want. But sometimes your family also not help you. They are also against your dreams because they don't get the point of your dreams, because they might have the chance of losing you somehow. But let me just debrief my situation, guys. So by the end of the episode, let me just get back to the movie. So this is a Australian biographical drama film based on a memoir of 2010 by Jessica Watson, and it's a story of Jessica Watson herself, 16-year-old Australian girl Jessica Watson. So this movie is directed by Sarah Siplane and written by Siplane herself Kathy Randall and Jessica. There was some other girl called Jessica also in this writing side. So they did a great job while writing this movie. So what happens in this movie? In 2009, there is a 16-year-old Australian girl living with her family, dreams about doing a circumnavigate of globe all alone on the sea for 200 days without any support, without any assistant at the sea. She is going to do it all alone. She dreams about it because of her coach who has done it and did lose one of his teammates during that process and is always blaming himself. So she gets the coaching thing from Ben, and her family is supporting her dreams. Her siblings are supporting her dreams, like her family means siblings and her mother and father too. So she, on a test run, she gets wrecked by a cargo ship that she didn't see coming, and her boat is kind of harmed by it, totally smashed out. But she gets the help from local people around the area, and they help her remodel the ship, and she is back on the sea. And beforehand, she gets the naysaying thing happening around in the news also, like, she can't do it, she's youngest person to do this, and she's all alone, she can't make it. Her family is out dreaming her, and they are not even helping her to do it, not alone. They are going to get the girl killed. This was the news that was happening during that process. So, but Jessica and her family was thinking about something else of doing and making things happen. So Jessica got into the sea for 200 rays, but beforehand she got struck by a storm, and which made her to bleed a little from her head. But she was fine, and she was totally inspired to take on the sea for next few more hundred days. But she was struck by no wind scenario for 1 week, guys. For 1 week she was struck by no wind, and she was totally depressed, and she was all alone. She was getting the vibes of giving up, but and even she got into a fight with her coach and made to blame him for losing one of his teammates in the process of himself doing the circumnavigate thing around the globe. And while being depressed, she makes a call to home, and her mother answers, and she gets the song recommendation that her mother used to sing while she was young, and she was with her, and she starts getting the inspiration going on once again inside her, and wind starts the flow the next day itself, and she gets happy about it, and she gets on the road once again, and about to reach with 1,000 or 2,000 miles about to reach the Sydney Harbour, she is blocked by three storms merging together, and she is all about going through it without going around. She is going through the storms, and she is totally getting like she should think about different idea, or she should stop at some port and give this idea of circumnavigate another chance afterwards. But she is totally into giving the chance through the storms, and her father is into supporting her this time, but earlier in her process he wasn't that much of supporting because he was thinking that he might lose her, his daughter. But plans work out a little, but she gets, like, her boat gets struck by a huge wave, and her boat is submerged into water 15 feet down, and her emergency signals were out, and her family gets a notification she might drown later on if she keeps on having that 15 feet down submerging thing happening. So her family is kind of scared about it, but somehow Mother Nature is helping her out, and she is all with Jessica this time. So her boat gets back on track and is out of the water, and she is back on track once again. Jessica heads back to the sea and returns Sydney Harbour and gets appraised by the peoples of Sydney. So that's the thing, guys. If you keep your mind all together and you are inspired of not giving another a naysayer a chance to hit you rock bottom, then you are going to make it. Even if it's not written in your destiny to make it, if you put in the hard work and the time and the consistency, it's going to happen for you, because the one is looking after you. There is some force that is looking after you, because you have put in your hard work and your sweat all together, and you have pleaded also, then you have sacrificed a little too much of yourself for that dream to happen. So that force is going to help you out later on in your life, but don't get yourself de-inspired for not following the dreams that you have for yourself or for your future self. So that's it for the movie, guys. So movie is totally inspiring, guys. So I'm totally thankful for the colleague who has recommended the movie, and thankful once again to the people who are keep on dreaming their lives and keep on working towards the dream that they think they might achieve. So keep on working towards your dreams. You are going to get your dreams worked out if you put in the hard work, guys. Make sure you keep your heart pounding with the dreams process, because if you don't get the heart pounding thing happening, like you are not scared, you are not that much of having the goosebumps whenever you think about something in future that might happen, then that dream isn't going to work, guys, because it's a locally oriented thing that is inspiring you to do stuff, but that is not going to happen for you. So make sure you watch this movie, guys, and get yourself inspired for not giving up on your dreams, even when the world is saying, the whole world is going to say no to your act because it's not going to happen. They are going to put in the thoughts that it's not going to happen for you because you are not eligible, you are not authentic, you are not energetic, you are not charismatic or something that other person is. So you have to make sure that you believe in yourself and your family is going to support you. And if your family is not even supporting you, it's not a problem, guys, because they are not going to live your life, you are going to live your life. So make sure you put in the work and you show them the dedication, and somehow they will come along later on after seeing the success that you have achieved from following your dreams path. So once again, guys, thanks for listening to this special episode. And if you heard this something banging behind my episode, guys, that was some plates around the household. So that's thing, guys. So have a great day and thanks for listening, guys. Bye. See you on the other side.